The last verse of that beautiful hymn we just sang, I want to read it for you. It says, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die." I like that part. "Born to raise children of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." My brothers and sisters, we have so much for which to be grateful to Christ for. This verse reminds me of the passage from the Gospel of John that Dick just read. Unlike the nativity story in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, John's telling is cosmic. It went well beyond the story of Mary being visited by an angel and Joseph having a dream about the Son of God. It did not dwell on a lowly manger or shepherds or wise men that came from the east to visit the Christ child. In this cosmic nativity story in the Gospel of John, it starts in the beginning of time. In the beginning, it says, the very opening words to that verse, "In the beginning was the Word." And the Word is a capital W, in case you were wondering. This very Word was God and was with God. This Word that all things came into beginning. Do you remember in the beginning of the Bible, it says God created and said, "Let there be," and there was. The Word that created, formed, and fashioned at the very beginning of time, now seized a moment in eternity, wrapped in flesh to dwell with us and become light and life to the world. This is Jesus, the light that gives us hope. A few nights ago, I sat in my living room watching the lights on our Christmas tree blink and sparkle. In that moment, I noticed just how beautiful the lights look in the dark. The colors and brightness of its light would never have been noticed in the light of day. Jesus. Jesus is the light that gives us hope, and his light shines even brighter in the darkness. The darkness is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it is a place of preparation. Just look at a newborn baby emerging out of the darkness of her mother's womb. After being prepared for 9 months to live a new life in the world. Yes, there are times in our lives when we find ourselves in the dark. Yes, we don't know what lies ahead. Maybe we can't quite figure out which way is up. Maybe we find ourselves struggling and searching and wrestling and trying to find our way. Yes, we may be in the dark, but we have this sweet assurance from the Lord that we need not be afraid, for he is the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overwhelmed, overcome, or extinguished it. In fact, his light shines even brighter in the darkness, letting us know that we are never alone. God is with us, healing and helping us, strengthening and shaping us, planning for and preparing us for what is to come and what lies ahead. We can trust him, especially in the darkness. So believe. Believe in Christ. Receive him and celebrate Christ, the light of the world, as the light of your life. May he be born anew within us as we claim our right to be called children of God. May he do a new thing in us as we receive this new life that he offers, a life that is full, a life that is eternal, a life set free to live for him because of his gift of forgiveness, healing, and hope. A life he gives to all who believe in him and in the power of his precious name. Oh yes, unto us a son is given, unto us a savior is born. And his name is Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.